Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of December, recording at 9:54 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today, and it was a fairly turbulent day, although it didn't start out that way. Asian stock markets were mostly a bit steadier. The Japanese market was a fraction lower, largely due to the yen's earlier strength. The European stock markets closed with moderate to good gains. The Americas closed mixed, but that was a reversal of what had been some good early gains overall. Wall Street closing just about flat on the day, but that is near the lows of the day. And in the fixed interest markets, we had big sell-offs, particularly in the U.S. Treasuries. The U.S., for instance, 30-year Treasury bond future was down almost 3 points at one stage. It's down almost 2.5 as I speak, and the 10-year Treasury bond future is down 1.75 points, so quite a sharp sell-off in bond prices, boost in yields, in other words. In currency terms, the U.S. dollar had started a bit weak, but then reversed those declines as the day progressed. I'm just looking at the euro, which got up to 1.34, but is currently at 1.3262. That's down about half a euro. And also the Australian dollar, which got up to 99.65, is currently 98.30. And sterling, give you an idea. Sterling's actually steady, 157.62. Now, there was some big drama on the precious metals here today. First, we had gold, silver, and palladium all moving to new highs for the year. Then, as the dollar began to steady, the gains were eroded. And they actually ended up with some sharp declines. And as a consequence, we had downward dynamics for all four precious metals, and gold and silver had downside key day reversals. More on that, obviously, in a moment. Also, crude oil rallied up to $90.76. That's the NYMEX crude. The Brent has been a couple of dollars stronger all along. But then oil fell back to end down just over a dollar on the day, currently trading at $88.29. And copper, which had soared early on up to $4.13, but pulled back, is currently at 401. So quite a bit of choppy action in here today. Okay, so what's going on? Well, in terms of global stock markets, it's mostly quite steady. Some of the very latest gains have been credited to the U.S. Continuation of the Bush tax cuts. Psychologically, that's bound to have been a bit of a factor here. But such was the strength that we may see again some upward ranging consolidations. I think that's the type of environment we're in. And a lot of these markets have done really quite well this year. We've seen a consolidation of gains last month and then some renewed strength in December. As we come up to the year end, we can expect a little bit more choppy two-way volatility, but I think the overall outlook is not bad, in line with really pretty much of what Owen and I have been saying on a regular basis, on a daily basis. In here, there's still plenty of liquidity sloshing around, although there is concern about the tightening that is taking place, not least in China, but there's also tightening in India, and that's knocked back the Indian banks index. That needs to be watched, because that had been a tower of strength, but it's been down for quite sharply for the last 2 days. If you're interested in India, you might have a look at that chart. That's still very much to the left of its rising 200-day moving average, but continued weakness of the bank index would be a concern. Whereas in the West, we've had, well, in the US, I should say, we've had just the opposite, because the bank shares have been firmer recently. They had been serial underperformers, but the bank indices have picked up recently, and that has sort of steadied the ship, as it were, and extending the sideways some ranging patterns, avoiding erosion of further erosion of underlying trading. Fuller money themes remain firm, particularly miners. Miners have done extremely well. Oil shares, this is a firm sector. Owen's been all over this, but energy shares generally have looked quite attractive, not least the uraniums. And I noticed that some of those were up again today, despite the late pullback. So I think a very encouraging overall performance from those floor money themes. So let's move on to the other areas. What about these treasury bonds and the bond markets generally, long-dated government bond markets? Well, you know, I don't like them, and I think yields have been too low, and I would include that in that comment, the corporate bonds. And I think the fact that, as I talked at length in October and November, that corporations were able to raise large amounts of money on a very long-term basis, up to 100 years in some instances, at low interest rates, I regard it as a contrary indicator. If they could sell, if those deals were so attractive to the firms that were issuing the bonds, did we really want to buy them? Well, not this commentator. I was I regarded that as very much a signal that yields were felt to be near record lows or unsustainable lows for those corporate issuers. And I think that's still the case. We've seen a sharp rise in U.S. long-dated treasury bond yields recently, and I remain a major bear of that sector, although I did cover my two positions in this big sell-off we had today, largely because I've been trading it on a baby steps basis, and I hope to see further ranging overall. But my feeling here is that a predictable transition phase has been reached, where the evidence continues to grow that U.S. long-dated government bonds and other Western long-dated government bond market yields are bottoming out, and that marks the end of the long bull market in terms of falling yields, and the end of the bull market in falling yields marks the beginning of the bear market long-term, what I think will be a secular bear market in terms of rising yields. And I have mentioned on occasion that I wouldn't be surprised if I wind up largely looking for shorting opportunities in long-dated government bonds for pretty much the rest of my life, and I hope to be around for a while. Such was the extreme nature of the low yields that we saw, particularly in the West, following a 30-year 30-year bull market. And in markets, one extreme tends to lead to another, as you will certainly be aware. Now, I do feel that a switch from funds at this stage is occurring, from bonds to equities, and that is a source of fuel that should certainly produce additional gains in global stock markets, and I think probably through year end and easily through the first quarter of 2011, despite concern over inflation and some of the stronger progressing economies, and not least China and India. Now, what about precious metals? Well, a stellar performance prior to today's key day reversals here. It'll be interesting to see what sort of follow-through they receive tomorrow. If the keys are going to mark short to medium-term highs in gold and silver, then we would most likely see some follow-through tomorrow on Wednesday, and see that follow-through carrying through to the closes in the U.S. markets. So that would confirm that peaks of at least near-term significance had occurred in those very strong metals. Mind you, they are well above their rising 200-day moving averages, so I wouldn't be thinking in terms of anything more significant than another reaction and consolidation, which would probably wind up being a buying opportunity. And I've been concentrating my precious metal efforts recently in platinum because it had lagged, and I thought, well, if the others are going to remain firm, we do get these anomalies from time to time in market performance. They don't always move in lockstep. And I thought that provided the gold, silver, and palladium remained strong, that platinum would move up. On the other hand, if we're going to see another corrective phase, short-term corrective phase, in the leading precious metals, then I would not expect platinum to be moving up, although it might outperform on a relative basis because it's less overextended and has fewer speculative positions in it overall. But I increased my long positions in platinum today, and that was a mistake because I was buying while they were still on the plus side. I mean, to give you an idea, we had platinum got up as high as 17.34. I wasn't paying that, fortunately, but it closed or is trading after hours now at 16.91, and silver had romped up to $30.75. It's currently $2 below that at 28.68 right now, and gold bullion. I'm losing the earlier trades as they adjust prices, but it had been up over 14.30 and is currently at 14.01. Okay, overall, I don't think it's serious, but certainly downside key day reversals, and they're quite clear. They're not little minor signals. That is a short-term negative. But my overall view on precious metals is the best time to buy them is on pullbacks, rather than buying the breakouts or buying them as they're extending uptrends, as I actually did in increasing my platinum position here today. And as I say, I wish I hadn't done it. I think also in precious metal markets, I know that the overall crowd consensus for this sector is extremely bullish. We need to be a little bit careful about that. But I've been saying for the better part of a decade, it's best to buy these things on setbacks and to lighten on the rallies. I usually follow my own advice, but not always, and not today in that respect. Now, other commodities overall, the copper position or copper performance rather has been very impressive. Most of the other industrial metals are really quite steady. The mining shares, as you know, are very steady. This is really quite a bullish sector overall, as are the energy shares that I mentioned. Energy shares had underperformed for much of the year, but some of them offer attractive yields. You may remember, I think it was back in August when I bought the Royal Dutch Shell, which had been pulled back following BP's problems. And so there are some decent yields around within the sector, and there's some very favorable chart patterns overall. So I will be surprised if we don't see a better relative performance in the months ahead from the energy sector generally. And of course, the nuclear shares have been a very lively sector here recently. So that's fine as long as we don't get too much strength in the energy prices overall. Too much strength would alarm central banks and certainly become a headwind for stock markets. And on that note, well, an exciting day, and I'm interested to see what happens tomorrow, particularly with the precious metals. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.